Hello everyone and welcome back to Linux Renaissance. Today I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Nvidia cards and on gaming on Linux. Recently I have switched from Radeon card to GeForce and roughly I have some experiences and some opinions. So let's kind of get into it. Welcome back. So before we continue with the video, firstly, a word from our sponsor, which is me. I am doing this channel for roughly 2 years now. I have been trying very hard to promote Linux, to be a good ambassador of free software, of teaching people how to use Linux. Speaking of teaching, I have been doing for roughly half a year Linux Professional Institute, kind of a live classroom training every Sunday, and very soon we are going to continue with that with LPIC 2 as a continuation of this knowledge accumulation. So let's get back to the actual video at hand. Good, let's start small. So this is a full HD recording of the of Cyberpunk. On the left side we have Windows 11 latest version, whatever that is. I have installed this today. On the right side we have Debian Linux with kernel 6.12, which shouldn't matter too much, and Nvidia drivers 580.105. Here you can see that we are using on Linux the experimental Proton driver, or whatever you want to call it, right? But it's the latest version that falls under experimental, and this is about it. So from if you are using the card is 5070 Ti with 16 gigs of VRAM. So if you buy this card and you have a full HD monitor, which might be less likely in my opinion, but if you do this, there is a good chance that you will not use upscaling, but rather you will use DLAA. As you can see, I have enabled DLAA, which seemed to me like a good thing to configure, right? So the overall configuration of Cyberpunk is ray tracing ultra plus the resolution at hand plus DLAA. Okay, so on the Windows side we get the average frame rate almost 84, and on the Linux side we get almost 73. Which kind of drops down to like 64. If I zoom in a little bit, you can see that better. 64 on the Linux side, and if I zoom this one, you can see 74. So that's roughly, that's a lot. That's actually quite a good difference. Let's up the resolution a little bit. Okay, so on the Windows side, we have this. QHD on the Linux side. Let's go to the right side, and I'm very clumsy with this one. Okay, let's go this way and this way. Good. So once again you can see that the difference is roughly 10 FPS in both cases. What is happening here? So here we have QHD resolution, which is the most likely target for this graphics card. And I assumed that the majority of people will use DLSS in quality mode. So you'll know which target rendering resolution this is. I think it's 900 something p, but relatively this is the most common scenario for AAA games on QHD resolution. So just as well as the first time, we are using the the Ultra Ray Tracing preset and this upscaling method. So the difference between Linux and Windows once again is roughly 10 FPS. Okay, let's close this one. Let's up the resolution a little bit more to see where we stand with UHD. Considering that DLSS transformer model is really, really good, I have decided that I will use I will use the performance mode, and roughly looking with my own eyes, I can't really tell much of a difference between the performance mode and the balanced mode. So I'm using that one, and I think that's fair. And you can see already that we once again have roughly 10 FPS of difference between Windows and Linux. So once again, this is like a 4K resolution, performance mode of DLSS, ultra ray tracing mode, and here we get the minimum frame rate just about perfect for my screen. My screen is 120 hertz, so what you want to get is basically, in this case, I'm getting more than half, so basically I can either halve it, the frame rate of my monitor, the refresh rate, right, actually, or you can use the frame generation. And speaking of frame regeneration, let's turn that on. Okay, frame generation Windows, frame generation on Linux side. Okay, that's not the window I wanted to drag. Sorry about that. Okay, so you can already see we have quite a lot more FPS, and the difference between Linux and Windows in terms of percentage is roughly similar, right? So you could say that with frame generation on, you shouldn't worry too much about playing games with NVIDIA on Linux, because you can just generate as many frames as you like. But in reality, it's not exactly, it's not the smoothest experience, if you will. Let me show you the video. Okay, let's open up the menu so you can see the settings. So I have fixed it to 4K and 40 hertz and 3 times the frame generation, right? I want to accomplish 120 hertz. This is no longer ultra ray tracing. I have disabled just one thing, and this is reflections. I have disabled ray traced reflections in order to gain more stable frame rate performance. If I increase it to 4 times, you will see that the frame rate on the top left is changing. But what is going on? We are getting a lot of ghosting. Like, I don't know how much you can feel it on your end, on your screen, but there is a lot of ghosting. And in my opinion, this is completely unplayable. Okay, we go back to the menu. We are going to change a couple of options. Let's go to the borderless window. This shouldn't change anything meaningful. Yep, we still have ghosting over here. Let's go back to settings menu. What else can I change here to show you what's going on? Let's change the transformer model to the one that takes up a little bit less of a resources, and as you can see, the ghosting is still here. So let's go back to the transformer model, which undoubtedly looks a lot better. And now let's change this frame generation. Let's change it to AMD FSR, just for shits and giggles. Okay, we have loaded back into the game with AMD FSR frame generation, and we still have ghosting. Okay, so that's kind of not helpful, like, at all. I have now changed the frame rate to 60. And what you can now see is, well, basically nothing, right? It's still ghosted. Okay, let's turn this off. Okay, we need to restart the game once again. Good, we have loaded back into the game. We now no longer have frame generation, And the ghosting part seems, I wouldn't say better, but it's kind of still there. It's kind of still there. Anyways, this is pretty much what I wanted to show you. I know it's just one game, but it is representative of a lot of stuff, including ray tracing and DirectX 12 and torturing your graphics card to the maximum of the maximums. So all in all, I think once I can get Cyberpunk running like ultra properly, that's going to be it. On the Windows side, I can use frame generation and it kind of feels good. I don't get any ghosting or any such stuff. However, I do feel like this entire technology, the frame generation, is not really meant for low refresh rate screens such as mine, and I would say that 120Hz falls under low refresh rate monitors, because what you want to do is you want to have at least 100 FPS like base performance. Whatever graphical settings you're using, you want to target like 100 FPS, and then you want to set frame generation to either twice or three times or four times, whatever is the maximum of your monitor, and basically you will want to stay below the maximum ceiling of your monitor. You want to get it inside of the range of your VRR, which is G-Sync, FreeSync, whatever. In that way, it kind of feels good. And I did test this on my end with my screen, but I have to cap it with two times, like 59Hz twice, or even like 39 times three. But you know, that's kind of shit, because if you go too low, it kind of starts dragging around and you get input latency. But in general, all this is not that great. I am not entirely regretting my decision to switch from Radeon to NVIDIA. And if you're still following along with this video, thank you very much. I just wanted to say that with my Radeon card, I haven't had any issues. It worked almost perfectly and, you know, a lot better actually than on Windows. I am not even exaggerating. Whereas on Windows, there would be some stuttering and weird behavior with drivers here and there. I feel like at least my RDNA 2 card is working like very, very flawlessly, both on DirectX 11, on 12 games. It just works. It is a phenomenal experience. With NVIDIA, not so much. But I did want CUDA. You know, I did want to play a little bit with NV encoder and stuff like that. If you would like to see me do some more benchmarking, let me know which type of games do you think I should benchmark, and what is it that is your interest. Also, are you interested in me benchmarking some Radeon cards? Right now, I only have a Radeon 6800 XT, which is a good card, but it's far below the 5070 Ti that I have now. But all in all, you know, the overall experience is still better on Radeon. So take that as you will. I'm going to see you in the next video. Please leave a like and subscribe. Leave a comment on what you want me to benchmark next. And I am, as I said, going to see you in the next video.